This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend watching the Kentucky Derby, which I did watch as promised.
Wondered about that.
Oh yeah, I watched the Derby.
Well, we'll have some questions.
I didn't want to lie
you.
To the breakers. I watched the Derby.
Did Bill watch it? Bill, are you with us? Bill.
Not yet.
Bill is working on his pre-show notes. He's got the headphones on now and
say
the
hello
microphone.
To everybody, Bill Bush.
The first time I missed the being there live or watching the Derby live in probably 50 years. Didn't see it.
Wow.
Didn't see it live. I've watched the replay numerous times.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. I know it was photo finish, and it couldn't have been any closer. I mean, losing by a nose, it wasn't. It was a quarter of a nose.
That
was not a full nose.
Yeah, it wasn't a full
nose.
A smidge
of a nose.
No, it was not a full nose.
What did the announcer say? By the flare of a nostril.
Flare of a nostril. That's what it was. Is incredible. Absolutely
flare
incredible.
Nostril.
You want to hear that call real quick?
Yes.
Here we go. Take us back to Saturday, Kentucky Derby, Mystic Dan. Here we go.
And Mystic Dan is now controlling inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16th. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Mystic Dan.
Right, he says, it's a photo.
Sierra Leone. Forever Young is between them. Catching freedom. Finish fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Mystic Dan.
Who was the second place runner?
Sierra Leone.
And was that the horse on the outside that was lugging in? Bill, did you see that horse lugging in?
I think it was.
There was two horses lugging in.
Because Mystic
there's
Dan,
the horse racing.
There was three horses at the very end, weren't there?
No, just stop. There's one horse lugging in.
Okay, fine. There's three horses.
You can't have nine luggers.
There's two horses.
Terminology's
okay,
tough.
Mystic Dan was coming on the inside.
Yes, right.
Then there was two horses on the outside.
Correct.
That were really close. There
yes.
could have been a claim of foul, I thought.
Yeah.
I was watching for a claim of foul. No claim of foul. One of the horses was lugging in, and one of the jockeys literally stiff armed the other horse to like get it off. So yeah, there's a lot of there's some contact. Horses were lucky.
I know. Well, again,
horses were lucky.
No matter what,
that's okay.
I haven't watched the Derby.
Did you
in a long
did you enjoy
time.
It?
Yeah, it was really cool seeing that type of finish.
Yeah,
for the first time watching in years. That's what you dream of. I don't want to see a blowout. I don't want to see a horse win by what
blowout
10
blowout. I don't want to see a blowout. Never heard that one. Imagine a bunch of guys sitting around talking in the paddock. What are you hoping for? I just want a blowout.
I don't want to see a horse pull away.
Where are we at?
I want to see some drama. Yeah. How about that?
Doing,
we saw drama.
You're doing well, Jake. You're
I saw
fine.
Drama. Yeah,
you're fine.
Horse racing expert over here. I know my terms very well.
We got a blowout.
I didn't want to see a horse
All
pull away.
All the horses were lugging in.
They all finished.
Well, you're doing fine.
Fine. Hey,
yeah, what do we do?
The drama was high. I was entertained, yeah. And that's all that mattered in the moment. It was great.
This is really unfair to Jake. We ask him to watch the Kentucky
then
Derby.
Then make fun of it.
Then we make fun of it.
I've sorry. Noted non,
sorry, Jake.
Non-horse racing expert over here or Don't even novice out. Here. Well, it was fun. Congrats to Mystic Dan. 18-1 was his odds, I think. Okay.
And I've not had a chance to watch the aerial yet, though.
Okay,
the aerial view is so cool when they
show
that.
I'm glad you mentioned that because they did show that on NBC like, right after the race. Oh, that was cool.
That was cool. Was really it's cool. The coolest thing there is the aerial.
Okay, Mystic Dan outran Sierra Leone and Forever Young in one of the closest finishes in Derby history, according to this article by Yahoo. Sierra Leone and Forever Young. One of those horses was lugging. I can't decide which one, if it was Forever Young or Sierra Leone.
Sure, it wasn't two of them.
No, but anyway, yeah, that's huge. I watched it yesterday with Missing Tooth, and it was taped. I didn't know what happened. I had no idea. I was blown away. People don't talk about the Derby much. Yeah. So the media blackouts, no problem. Yeah. I had no idea what the situation was.
Wait, who doesn't talk about the Derby?
No, I just found that in my life on Saturday, nobody said anything to me like, hey, did you watch the Derby? Mm-hmm. I think there was one instance at a party yesterday where someone started talking. I just said, stop. Yeah. I haven't seen it. Stop. But it was just one little comment. So it's easier nowadays. I don't think the Derby's quite as big. Although, how many people are there, Bill? 150,000?
No, more than that.
More than that. And it's probably 250,000 at least. I think 250,000 can see the race. There's another 107,000 inside the track, the infield. They can't even see it. They're watching it on big screen TVs.
Yeah, I felt bad because my comment the other day was there's a couple thousand there.
Couple thousand.
You watch the race, and as Bill said, yeah, that place is packed. That was a bad take.
A couple thousand.
Where's
the race at? Nebraska Wesleyan.
It was remarkable to see the crowd and me saying, yeah, that was a bad take by me, and I'm not...
But
not that big.
But you learned.
It was huge. Yes, I did.
You learned.
I learned. And I watched a photo finish.
When did you start watching? Did you see the horses in the paddock?
I did not do the buildup of the pregame, or the pre-race. I'd say maybe 5 minutes before.
Bill would appreciate this. They have a paddock. Now, that's where they saddle the horses before the race. They build a paddock for $200 million. It's a new paddock. It's $200
million.
No big deal. No big whoop.
It's an extraordinary paddock, obviously. I mean,
I generally watch the entire thing. It's usually a solid 2 hour lead up for me.
Oh, but you didn't?
No, I didn't. I missed everything. We're driving back. We were driving back from our cabin. Did some work that. So we're driving back to Lincoln.
This will resonate with you. The trainer, his name is Kenny McPeak, won both the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks this weekend.
Won the Oaks.
That's a good weekend for him.
It's an incredibly good weekend.
I got texts from several people that were at the Oaks, which I told you that was Louisville Day.
You're kind of ingrained in the horse racing community.
I really am. I feel like I am.
You talk like
I took
it.
A pilgrimage to go see where Secretariat was buried at.
Yeah, you have a working knowledge.
And so generally, you know that they bury the head... The heart and the hooves of a horse.
Didn't know that.
That Secretariat is buried standing up.
Really?
Wow.
As a whole horse.
Wow.
Yes.
But usually it's the head, the heart,
and the hooves. Yes.
Trainer Kenny McPeak won both the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks on the same weekend. The first trainer to do so since 1952. That's amazing.
Well done, Kenny.
Kenny.
Was Baffert back in? Because Baffert's been out.
No, he's I think he's suspended. He's still
suspended.
Yeah, he was not part of the fray.
Yeah.
He was not there. Dwayne Lucas had a horse. Yeah. I didn't reckon. I don't think. Oh, and a guy named Asmussen that horse racing fans right now are cringing because we should know who Asmussen is. I haven't followed it that close in recent years. But no Baffert. Right. No Baffert.
Dwayne Lucas is a dude.
Yeah, he is.
He was Baffert before Baffert.
He was Baffert before Baffert. I always looked at Dwayne Lucas as the threat to Jack Vanberg. It was always like when Jack was going, yes. I was always like, oh, that
look rotten. At this incredible, this is amazing, jockey talk.
Jack
over here.
Vanberg has Columbus.
Oh, did you just say jockey talk?
Jockey talk.
These are trainers. These are trainers. These aren't jockeys.
This, further going into my lack of horse racing knowledge over
those
here.
Those must have been some incredible jockeys. Imagine Baffert on a horse.
I feel like a lot of the listeners are like myself, though. They're confused. So, trainers, jockeys. Listen, I'll say this. The race was enjoyable. I had a good time. I obviously learned nothing about the terminology of horse racing or anybody about it.
You're doing fine.
But the drama was high.
I tell you what.
I was interested, and that was what else mattered the moment.
Is amazing. Jockey talk. No,
trainers, no,
not at all.
That. You can't pay for that kind of comedy.
No, that you can't. This is unreal. Lugging in and
all the horses were lugging in.
I didn't want to see a blowout. Jockey talk. Been wrong on everything so far.
Hey, I got the right winner, Mystic yeah. Dan. I got that.
He did.
I got that right.
And it wasn't a blowout.
He didn't pull away.
This is taking me back.
Oh, you listen to you guys.
My wife, because you're getting all these text messages from your former players from all the Utah's, all these different places I coached at, because that was the big thing. Mm. Was I would always get a hold of all my players before, like then everybody had to pick their. I'd be texting.
Oh, really?
You had to pick your Derby winner.
God
oh, yeah.
Dang, really?
So it was. Yeah, it was historical. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You know, I got a text about 10 minutes before the race from Sanderson, loyal listener Sanderson,
yeah,
texted my personal phone. He said that he picked Mystic Dan.
Ooh,
oh, really? Yeah, that's a good win for that. That's a good win for Sanderson. Texted me, he's like, I'm taking Mystic Dan before the race. Mystic Dan wins at 18-1 odds. I said, all right, that's a good win, Sanderson. Well done. He called. Called the shot before the race. Got it done.
To me, too.
He texted you also, Sanderson?
Yeah. The three-horse Mystic Dan.
Yeah.
Got the three-horse Mystic Dan.
Sanderson.
Sanderson is the...
Hope he had some money on it.
That was at 542.
Yeah, so 5 minutes before the race, 3 minutes before the race.
Man, yeah.
So pretty impressive.
If he put $2 on Mystic Dan, he got the 18-some back. If he put $100 on Mystic Dan, he'd get about $1,000 back.
I hope he put...
I think it was the
it.
Trifecta paid really well.
Yeah.
I think it probably did. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. From the text line, someone says, is this the roast of Jake today? Because did you watch the Tom Brady roast last night? I actually did. I never, ever, ever, ever watched stuff like that.
How'd that go?
What was it on? It was on Netflix. There's a live roast on Netflix last night of Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart was the host, the MC of the event, and then you had Bill Belichick there, Rob Gronkowski, a bunch of comedians were up there roasting Tom Brady. I thought it was pretty average. It was pretty subpar.
Really?
You don't need to go watch that again.
I mean,
I think Nikki Glaser, a comedian, did probably the best roast at all.
Nikki Glaser.
Of Tom Brady. Otherwise, it was a bunch of really forced crap, I thought, of Tom. Right.
This is not a good
Bill
review.
Belichick was actually, who you know, he seems like kind of a dry person. Mm-hmm. Bill was pretty funny. Bill was one of the very best out there, which it's not a good sign for the roasters if Bill Belichick is one of the best ones out there.
A Tom Brady
not
roast.
Not as a comedian.
Has to be no occasion for this.
No, I think he just wanted to make a lot of money, probably. Tom Brady did. And he made a lot of money, I'm sure, off that event. A lot of comedians, a lot of big crowd there. Dana White got involved in that, the UFC man in charge, the CEO.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine what would have had to have been on for me to watch that.
I regret
it.
There's nothing really happening.
The chance of watching a roast of anyone.
That's why I said I never, ever, ever would typically watch that, but there was like nothing happening in the world at all last night, so I just tuned into that instead.
Steve, remember back when Dean Martin used to run the roast? They were so good.
Yeah.
Don Rickles would show up on there. It was great.
Oh, Don Rickles.
It was good stuff.
Yeah, it's a little probably better than Belichick.
If there's a chance here in Rodney Dangerfield might make an appearance. Oh, better times.
But Jake, that's interesting that you watched.
Yeah, I kind of regretted it. I was watching for like an hour. So this is a regrettable hour I just tuned into. Yeah. I'd say maybe 5 minutes of the hour was worthwhile. Otherwise, it was a bunch of just stupid jokes.
What do you watch on May 5th, Sunday? I mean, what do you watch?
I watched
one thing
roast.
You wouldn't watch Orlando getting beat.
Ooh. Yeah, how's Alex doing?
You know what? It's interesting you ask. His birthday, we celebrated his birthday and his sister Anna's birthday yesterday. And I walked in. I tried to make conversation with him about it. And I just forget sometimes that, because I'm not a fan of, I don't have a team, you know, I don't. So I think my meter, my sensibility meter is really off. And I kind of joked about it. And he was mad.
Yeah.
He got mad at me. Like he didn't like my comment, whatever I said. I just said something off the cuff. And he barked at me.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I had to understand. He's a fan. He's hurt right now.
Yeah.
He's like a legit fan. He was not happy.
Yeah. I mean, they had a big lead.
They blew a big lead. I said something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. That's why I said. I said, they're up 14. What happened? He goes, it's playoff basketball. Happens all the time. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But yeah, he was next year, Alex. He was fine as the.
Better luck next year, Alex.
No, no, you have teams too. So you understand.
Imagine us telling you better luck next year every time the Dolphins lose. No. Like,
well, I'm used to it, so it wouldn't hurt me at all.
You know, you're
used
hurt.
To, I'm used Sip to pain.
Sip kept telling me that. He goes, you haven't seen anything. What do you see Jake on a Monday when the Dolphins lose? He goes, you haven't seen anything like it. You haven't seen nothing like it.
You saw it the last fall.
I saw it last fall.
How was that, Bill?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
It's a little weird.
It's pretty sad to hear sometimes. That's the day after.
No, yeah. But deep down, I admire you. I wish I had a team.
I do, too. I wish I had some. I wish on Sundays I was all amped up.
Yeah.
Or had a team also in basketball. I was like, I can't wait because that's...
Makes it fun.
I wish... How cool would it be if I enjoyed baseball? MLB. I enjoy Husker baseball, but MLB. That would be awesome if I was like, you know what, this is going to be great. What are you going to do tonight? What do you mean we're doing tonight? Watching the Cubs Reds.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Exactly.
Instead of the opposite.
No, instead of nice. I'm just thumbing through the TV. Like, I'm not watching that.
No, I've tried over the years to adopt teams, just never it never stuck.
For those for watching or listening for the first time, Bill has said before that if the Red Sox and Yankees were playing at Haymarket Park over here and
in the World Series.
You could have got helicoptered in, no driving, no traffic problems. Even to throw the first pitch or to have a great view, you would not go.
I would not go.
You would not go. So that is Bill's baseball fan for MLB.
I'd watch something on the SEC Network. I'd watch something on the SEC Network.
Let someone else do it. I let Sip go. He doesn't want to go either.
The other day I was watching
my wife. Probably
I'd
go
for something on the SEC Network instead of that.
My wife was watching. It was like she was looking at the size of her shoulder pads. I was watching Michigan State, Wisconsin played in Tokyo.
Whoa.
I was playing the Tokyo.
So that was in the 90s.
In the 90s. That's the first time that like Wisconsin won the Big Ten. Yeah. But I watched it. I'm like, this is awesome. I know all these people, know all the players.
I think that was that before or after Nebraska played?
Year after.
Year before Nebraska when I was there.
Wait a second.
No, 2 years before when I was there. I was there for the Tokyo trip. And so we went to Tokyo to play State. We had to beat Kansas State to win the Big Eight.
And you were there?
You'll love this one,
you
too.
You went to Tokyo?
Yeah. And so we're in Tokyo, and so we had felt going into the game that we were playing Notre Dame if we won the game. So the next day, we get done, and we went on a little sightseeing tour before we got on our plane to go back. And so I can remember, because we're walking through, and I can see Coach Osborne from...
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like a half a mile away, because he's a foot taller than everybody else. And I see him like that, and I end up talking to him. I go, we're kind of talking. Hey, Bill, I went just talking things. And I go, Coach, I go, we won't have any film, but as soon as we get back, we'll get started on Notre Dame. You know, he looks at me, he goes, that's great. He goes, we're playing Miami.
Oh, really?
Okay. No one updated me on that. I'll get right on that.
Sorry, Coach.
Sorry.
I'm on that.
That's a good one.
Oh, it was incredible. It was an incredible trip. What was most bizarre was that the
the fan base was divided, and they had the pom-poms, you know, the red and white pom-poms, and then the purple pom-poms for K-State.
K-State.
And so, but the they play K-State. No one knew when to cheer. They would cheer the loudest for a punt. The ball, boom, get hit in the air, and they would, and they fans that. Would go nuts, just waving their, and that's no awesome. One knew. You could get, if you scored a touchdown, no one maybe do anything.
I heard they cheered really loud, like for the extra point.
So like, things like that. Yeah,
like kicking.
It was awesome, but it was really, really, really cool. It was a great.
I had no idea.
It was a great event.
You went there as a GA.
As a GA.
With your stands.
We rode on the same plane as Kansas State.
That's right.
Same
I
plane.
Remember that. So no, I wasn't covering
it. We flew to Kansas City. Uh-huh. Maybe we drove down there. Maybe we bused to Kansas. We bused to Kansas City. We get on a plane. With Kansas State and us are both in the same terminal.
Same.
Both in the same terminal. And somehow myself and Jerry Godowski were up. It was like one of those double layer planes like mm-hmm. that. And we were up above and we got the first seat up above. And there was nothing in front of us for about like 10 feet. So we could like lay down.
Whoa.
Because I think we flew to, I think, Portland and then flew from there directly
that
over.
Right.
But it was... I mean, guys are wide awake at 2 in the morning. We practiced on a field that had Velcro stripes on it.
That's right. That's right. Thomas talked about that.
Yeah, Velcro stripes on it. And the whole thing was just – but it also was a place where I remember getting to McDonald's after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was – even at that time like that, it was like $12 for a cheeseburger.
Ooh.
It was ridiculously priced. You know what I did? I just spent the $12.
You got the cheeseburger.
I want the cheeseburger. I want one. I want to do this. Unbelievable. But one of the things that got me probably the most is myself and Dave Gillespie, who's the recruiting coordinator,
uh-huh.
we decided to go for a run in Tokyo.
Okay.
We're gonna go for a little jog,
uh-huh.
and then we got lost. And we had to get back to try to go to practice. And we just had our key to our hotel. And we just kept holding the key to the hotel up, like trying to point to it, like, where is it at? And some of them finding us, we barely made it back to the buses. We almost missed practice.
Seriously.
Out for a jog.
It was you and who?
Dave Gillespie.
It was Gillespie.
Gillespie, the recruiting coordinator.
Yeah.
And we got lost. Completely lost
in Tokyo.
Here in Tokyo.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You have no idea. Just trying to get a grasp of what's going on.
It's a big city. Jake.
It's a massive city.
Yeah.
Big's under it. It's a massive
city.
A little
jog.
A little exercise. Yeah. Probably not smart.
Fitness
just,
in.
Just sucking up, just breathing in exhaust fumes like crazy.
Yeah, very clean air.
What else
out
was
there.
Nuts was there's no place to park or anything. So all the cars they had like I want to say it, not a pulley but a crank system. So you'd park a car, then you'd crank it up to park the other car in below it.
What?
Yeah. So they'd be stackable.
Did not
cars.
Know that.
They had stackable cars.
Stackable.
So if you want to get one of your car on top out, you had to back this one out, lower it down, back it out, put the other one back on. That was just part of the system. Tokyo was an incredible trip.
Tokyo, Nebraska won that game. Mm-hmm.
Were you there for a week or so? How long were you there for?
I think five days.
Solid
5 days. Right. The trip over and then flew over on the way back.
I can definitely remember it. I remember the guys going, like Ken Hamilton went. There's a writer from the World Herald that went.
John Reese was our starting cornerback. And John Reese, Long Beach State dance team was there. And he met a lady on the Long Beach at this event we were at, met this lady at this event. She's on the Long Beach dance team, and he married her.
Married. Wonder why Long Beach was there.
They had people from all over the place. We had bands from other places. It was just they pulled people. Hey, we need a dance squad. We need a band. We need all these things happen to be able to get done.
I'll be darned.
Tokyo.
And then one of the, I wish I could name it, the name of the band that got, and they were a incredible band. They got suspended. Because they stole a bunch of stuff from the electronic district.
Yeah,
and because there's no stealing. Everything is just out in the open. And we're on the plane, and they're there with us on the plane. And they came on the plane and get to recover all the stuff. And the team and the band got suspended like for a couple of years.
And you sent them home.
We were on our way home. But it was a big deal.
Oh yeah.
But just the fact of all of a sudden you're a GA and all of a sudden where are we going to? Oh, we're going to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Playing the Big Egg.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. The Big Egg, that's where the game was at.
The Big Egg. They played in Tokyo. And then so Wisconsin played there a year or two after.
The bag was 2 years after. So we had to play there. Imagine going there to play, and you have to beat K-State to win the Big Eight.
The Big Eight.
And Wisconsin had to beat Michigan State to win the Big Ten.
So they're meaningful games in Tokyo.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
That's crazy.
Better times.
Better times. That is a beautiful edition of Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. And by the way, I was playing a little golf last night at Wellington Greens, my little par three course. Who did I see on the course? Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew was playing some golf. I had no idea that Andrew golfed at all.
He was just out there?
He was out there playing some golf at Wellington Greens.
Was he evaluating the greens at all when he was there?
I think a little bit, yeah. It was golfing / evaluation of the property.
I wonder if he can turn it off in that situation. If he can turn his work
also,
off.
I just want to play. Also, I guess we got here. Got a little crabgrass over here.
Yeah, see, I don't know if he can turn it off or not.
Just go to his truck and just grab something and spray it quick, I wonder.
I just wonder. Yeah. That's what I want. Sometimes he just wants to say, I just want to play golf today. Yeah.
I should have watched closely to see if he had a divot, like how he would repair that. He's a grass guy. He's a yard guy.
Probably.
He probably went back in better.
Yeah.
He probably went back in better.
I should have paid attention to that. I just saw him from the distance. You should have.
You should have. Oh, just a distant way.
Well, I was on like hole 7 green. He was on 6 tee box. So they're somewhat near, but he saw me first. I waved and talked to him for about 10 seconds. We were on our idle chit chat. Yeah, it was idle chit chat. Truly idle chit chat. That's what it was. Yeah. It's beautiful.
He sponsors idle chit chat, so you better have some
That's why we did it.
The first day I came on the show with you guys, Sipple was wearing that shirt. First day, this shirt right here, the missing logo. It's the missing logo of the Under Armour. There's only half of a logo.
I love this shirt. Yeah. You have certain pieces of clothing that you gravitate to.
Oh yeah,
I just always gravitate to this, especially on a day like this where it's a little chilly, but not too chilly. This is perfect kind of shirt.
I have
an
Adidas hoodie, Rutgers. I gravitate to it. I wear it almost every day. When I'm like end of the day, that's what I go to.
I need to go to Shields.
Ooh, we'll get to that later on.
I know they need to go to Shields and get like 4 of these. That's what needs to happen. Do you think they have, Jake would know this, maybe not you. Yeah. Would they have these at Shields?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know that. You can find that at Dick's.
We'll get multiple
and Dick's Sporting Goods or Shields.
Dick's or Shields or another one.
I can confirm you can buy those there.
Okay.
Buy them.
Or Sears.
Buy them there. Okay.
What are you saying?
Hey, this weekend, you had a busy Saturday, Sip. You were covering Matt Rhule twice, right?
What?
But there are two things with Matt Rhule this weekend?
Well, there was...
What were you covering?
One conversation.
Okay. And
did he call you Steve?
A couple things. Of course he did.
Yeah, he did.
No, it was odd. It was there was a camp up at Norris Middle School in Omaha for grades 3 through 8. It wasn't a big media event. It was, I don't know, so you got a lot of time. It was good.
So you were there?
Yeah, I just whipped up there. Sean called me Saturday morning.
On the Harley?
No, I didn't whip up there on the Harley.
Oh, come on. Oh. Missed opportunity.
You have the jacket.
You could have showed up in the Harley.
Multiple Harley jackets that you make fun of. I don't wear one because you guys make fun of it.
I'm fun. We love those jackets.
One time somebody in the newsroom said, did that jacket come with the Harley?
Yeah. But you asked us if you knew what the jacket was on the backs of the Harley Davidson.
I didn't even see that.
It did say that. Good news on Bly Hill that you heard?
Yeah, hold on.
From Matt Rhule.
Let me call up the story.
Nebraska's head coach.
You wrote it. You shouldn't have to call it up. Shouldn't
you
have
some quotes. It was 2 days ago. Could not be that far.
I wrote the article. Should be able to kind of spit this one out.
Bly Hill will be back at some point during the season. He said, he injured his knee in the spring game. You guys remember that? Bly Hill probably was going to be a starting corner. He says it's a 4 to 5 month. Matt Rhule says it's a 4 to 5 month knee injury. So if you just tally it up in your head, you got all of May, all of June, all of July, all of August. That's 4. So is that right? May, June, July. Oh, yeah. So maybe you get back. Maybe that gets him back in September. I don't know, Bill. This is where here's the thing. There's competing conversations in my head. A lot of times it seems these days that kids get through injuries a little quicker than they used to. There's that, but there's also Rhule has shown that he wants kids all the way back. So maybe it will be 5 months. I don't know. But anyway, he'll be back. They need him too. Now, the one thing that I did get clarification on that I didn't know, and I expressed it to Jake one day, I really didn't have a good handle on who would be the starting corner candidates in the absence of Bly Hill. people were asking me, I said, you know, I don't necessarily know that. And I'm glad I asked him because I was probably, my answers would have been wrong. It would be.
Back to the article.
God, yeah.
That you wrote.
Yeah, that I wrote.
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
It would be Jeremiah Charles. He was a redshirt freshman. Jeremiah Charles and Malcolm Hartsock.
I was going to say Malcolm because you have Singleton back. And so
right,
some,
you have Singleton
some,
back.
Some aspect of. How do you get the? It's probably from if you went from the spring. I would imagine you figure out how do I get Singleton on the field? Is he best at a corner or safety? And then because obviously Malcolm has a lot of banked reps at that position
at so corner
at,
or
at corner.
Yeah,
and so it gives you an opportunity. So whether that you know, like I said, I have zero insight, but that'd be something you'd look at. How to get Singleton on the field?
Right, exactly. Singleton, and that was part of the day, too. People kept asking me, is Singleton going to be back? Yes, Singleton will be back full go in August. So, you know, Bill would say, it's about getting your best five guys on the field. Now, so it will be Jeremiah Charles at that corner or Malcolm Hartsock or I guess Dwight Boodle you'd look at. Those would be the guys. Hartsock played safety all spring. But obviously can make a seamless transition. So that's what you're looking at. Singleton's huge to get back. But now look at now what do you got? You got Marquise Buford at safety, Singleton at safety. Jake, who else at safety? Please rest. Well, Hartsock at safety. So now there's three, and I'm probably missing somebody.
I always like Isaac Gifford.
Well, yeah, Isaac Gifford. No. He's the starting safety. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. You got it.
Making sure.
So, is it Buford, Singleton? If you have Buford, Singleton, Gifford, somebody's not playing safety. Yeah. Or they're not starting at safety. So, I don't know. I suppose you could play Buford at a corner, too. You know, could you have Marquise Buford?
Buford can do a lot of things. He's a great young man.
And that safety thing is interesting. Isaac Gifford will start at safety, Jake. He'll start safety. It's the other one. I don't know who will start. Gifford start. You can bang on that. So there's some things they got to work out now that I'm thinking about it.
On the unfortunate news, Demetrius Bell will be out for the season per Matt Rhule.
That's unfortunate because...
Wide receiver.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because he's gotten to Nebraska. He sat out as a freshman. And now he's got to sit out 2 years. Players that have to sit out 2 years hard.
It's tough. This is very hard.
Yeah, they want to play. Number one, you don't want to get forgotten. You know, that can happen a little bit. You know, so yeah, that's the good news was Bly Hill is not going to be gone for the season. He'll be back. My guess would be September sometime, probably late. Would he be back in time for Colorado? I don't know. That'd be good if he's ready. So that's that.
There's a little recap.
Singleton back to
a little injury report from Matt Rhule this weekend. Good. Yes. Some decent news on Bly Hill. Not good to Demetrius Bell, but Deshaun Singleton also will be back for the fall. So overall, a pretty decent news day for injuries there for Matt Rhule. Before I get to break, hey, could be some bad weather tonight. Again, bad weather in the area potentially from about 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
You need to
stay alert to this.
Yeah, stay alert. Stay alert. Okay. Also, if you have some damage to your home.
Okay.
Don't let it sit. Make the call to Metalark Exteriors at 402-875-2956. They are hail, storm, and wind damage repair restoration specialists. They also can do all sorts of roofing, commercial, residential, new construction, remodeling. Please give Brett and the team a call at 402-875-2956 or go to MetalarkExteriors.com.
Okay. Tell you what the hail damage is real. Metalark can fix it like that. They work long days, too.
They do.
They work very long days. Get a hold of them, I'm telling you.
It's not 8-hour punch
out. No, that's not them.
Not an 8-hour punch out.
No.
New long hours. When we come back, situation with Nebraska volleyball. Star player in trouble. Discuss it next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.